The governor's rejection of $170 million in education funding caught Anchorage school superintendent Carol Como completely by surprise. An hour later, when KSKA's Len Anderson talked to her, the superintendent was still dumbfounded by Palin's decision.
It's a huge loss. It's just so unfair. It's just so unfair.
Superintendent Como was calling Anchorage school board members to tell them that the governor's morning announcement had waylaid district plans for the stimulus funding.
The board and I have talked a lot about trying to add preschools in our Title I schools that we think we can make a difference. And if the money goes away in 2 years, then we could redirect some of our Title I money to keep preschools and not do something else.
Title I schools are those largely comprised of economically disadvantaged students. The schools and students receive special attention within the federal No Child Left Behind Act. Anchorage has about 24 Title I schools. According to a 2008 report, it also has some 4,600 students with disabilities. The district's special needs programs were also stimulus money targets. Teacher improvement and incentive programs, as well as certified and non-certified hires, were all included in the Anchorage School District proposal. Como says advanced federal reports indicated that Anchorage schools would have qualified for about $12.5 million in Title I monies and another $13 million in IDEA funding over a 2-year period. IDEA stands for Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. The Anchorage superintendent hopes to find a way the district can still receive the stimulus money, possibly through legislative action or pressure. Como suspects Palin's funding rejection stems from causes lying beyond Alaska's boundaries.
To turn down that amount of money in a time when our state is having serious financial difficulties, this 2 years of federal infusion for all the kids in the state who both qualify for special education and also Title I services, I think is a disservice to our state. And I don't think she's thinking totally about the state's needs, but a more national picture.
Como said as soon as she contacted all the board members, she wanted to talk to the Commissioner of Education and Early Childhood Development, Larry Ledoux, and then the governor. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.